local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
So just before we talk to Francis Rossi, here's Status Quo.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right on the line now, we've got the one and only Francis Rossi. Good afternoon, Francis. How are you?
Good afternoon. I want the listeners to know I've been talking to this man for about 10 minutes and suddenly the radio voice gets switched on. You're so good at that.
Really? Oh, dear. Yeah. I don't even know I'm doing it. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've got a new single coming out.
Mm-hmm. Talk Too Much, it's called.
I talk too much. Yeah. We all talk too much, don't we?
Not as much as him. I mean, me.
you want to meet me out for a drink? I don't stop talking.
I do it without the alcohol. I don't know how I manage it. I've got an old one. I'm sure I've got it in people's nerves, but I don't care.
Do you know I don't drink either? I just rab it and sit there drinking lemonade. That's all I do because I'm always
drinking. I like lemonade as well. Yeah, I could go there. Yeah.
Oh. Nicely. So you've got this new single out with a young lady. Her name's Hannah Rickard, is it? How you
Hannah Rickard, yeah. She's a Geordie lass. And she came to my studio. I was looking for a fiddle player, and the engineer knew of her. She was coming to London on the Friday. She came in. I liked her. She was a very sassy girl. And they were like, Geordie accent, mate. Where are you, pet late? Lovely late. And I thought, oh, I like you. And I said, can you sing? And she looked like she was going to kill me. I thought, well, obviously you must then. And she gave me an album. I listened to her singing. I love her voice. And I said, well, why don't you come and do the acoustic tour with Quo? We got talking on that. She came to my house. We did some writing. Manager asked what I thought of the stuff. Gave him the stuff. The record company. What is one of those?
It just snowballed.
Well, yeah, but it's... I sometimes find myself in a position, and I think I always have done, that how'd I get here? Because I got enthused about writing something with her.
Yeah.
At that point, I didn't want them to say, I don't like it, did I?
No.
So they did like it, and here I'm sitting here, promoing, and I've been on the phone since 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, well, hopefully, am I the last one, or you got one more?
No, not yet. I'll pass 4 or 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of talking.
But that's, as I said to you before the listeners were here, is that... It's great news, you're busy. Bad news, you've got no time off.
That's
I'd be
it.
Sitting here sad if I wasn't getting this kind of attention, surely.
This is true. Or in the studio, thinking up your next project.
Well, there is that. We are looking at some sort of Quo idea, we'll see.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. You've got an album to go with this as well, this single.
Yes, the album's called We Talk Too Much, I believe, yeah. It was whilst writing a few years ago, I heard Russell Brand mouthing off like I do. No, actually, everything's better than me. Putting off just the same... And I had this sequence, and I said to Bob when we were looking at a lyric, that the whole thing about, I know I talk too much, and about myself and such. And then when Hannah heard it, we said, well, let's do it on the album. And then there was a book and a tour. It just made sense. it fell together really well.
It all fell into place.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Russell Brand and I share a birthday. We're both June the 4th.
Who does?
Russell Brand.
Yes, I know he's June the 4th. So you're a Gemini, two-faced... like myself.
Yes. Like yes, myself. We're all June boys.
Yeah, Geminis, we're two-faced. One side of us is Jack the Lad, the other side is Mr. Insecure. I don't get it.
And we're all performers.
Yeah, of course so.
We end up performing one way or another.
Yeah, I know.
And you've got this little this tour to go with the autobiography you've got.
Yeah, I've got Mick Wall did the biography, obviously, and the talk tour has been talked about for at least 3 to 4 years because I talk too much. And as I said, fell together. So Mick's going to be with me. Will ask me certain things and bits from the album, which lead me to Bunny. Second half will be a Q&A.
Oh, nice.
And I'm not going to let them screen the questions, which I think people might want to do. But if someone's offensive or contentious, and I'm not going to go there, mate, and move over here.
Will you be taking the guitar with you?
I'm taking an acoustic. I'm going to demonstrate a couple of things. I'm going to demonstrate a couple of things in the beginning, which is only about 5 or 6 minutes. And I might do 2 tunes or 1 tune right at the end, just before I sit down. Thank you, good night, ladies and gentlemen. And stuff like that. But hopefully it'll be talky. I may end, they're asking me not to go off at tangents, not to go too un-PC, not to talk politics, not talk to religion, not to be contentious, so, and don't swear. So it'll be good evening, good night, won't it, really?
That'll be it. That'll be over for you then, won't it?
That's nice and easy. Everyone said he was good, wasn't he?
Didn't say much, though, for a bloke that talks too much.
He didn't upset anybody, though. Poor, he was good.
His guitar was in tune.
Oh, we're not sure, are we? Yeah. Yeah.
So what musicians did you use on this? Did you go back to the other guys from Cryo, or did you use some fresh musicians?
No, I used Leon. Leon was on it, and Leon has done lots of things, even for me, but even before he was with Cryo. And I used a guy called Clark Coslett Hughes, and he's a Welsh Italian, and a few other guys, session players that we've known. But I tried to do as much of it as possible as myself, even some of the bass here and there. But you didn't want to make the sleeve, you know. Francis Rossi played every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
So there are a few people on it, but wherever I could, I played stuff.
Oh, that's good. And what?
And Hannah, of course.
Of course, Hannah did vocals and violin.
Vocals, violin, and acoustic guitar, the initial writing, and then we tried to put those two guitars down so that the core of the song, whatever inspired the song, is put down first, and then I worked on it and she worked on it from there on.
Oh, wow, that's good. So how many instruments do you actually play then?
I never said I played any. I don't understand what you mean. I can kind of play guitar, and can kind of play a bit of bass, maybe a bit of piano.
Oh, wow.
I played trumpet at school, and funnily enough, when we did the acoustic tour, there are at least 3 people, including a driver I've had for about 18 years, who suddenly said to me one day, "I didn't know you could play acoustic, you know." I'm thinking, what are you talking about? It's a guitar. Never mind. It was a great line, though, wasn't it? I didn't know you could play acoustic. So obviously some people see acoustic guitar as,
as a completely different instrument.
Yeah, it's real, this one. Oh, it's not that electric
stuff. It's not green Telecaster, no.
No, really, don't care it away with that thing.
How many tellies have you got, by the way?
I've sold a load, so wait a minute. I've got 2 straight tellies, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 8 or 10, 12.
Oh, wow.
Which is silly, really. You can only
play one at a time.
I can only play one at a time, yeah, really. I'm not even sure about that either. If you've ever been to see me and heard me, he makes a lot of mistakes.
Makes a lot of good noise, though.
Well, he might like to think that, but I'm not sure. See, I put it in the third person.
Yeah.
He might like to think that, but, you know. I'm quite good in my bedroom when I'm practicing at night, yeah.
But that's not something afternoon listeners would like to hear about.
Well, they should hear me then. I'm really, really good.
What do your neighbours think?
Yeah, they're not that close, believe me.
That's good. It's nice to be away from all the neighbours. Is that a dog in the background?
That's my PA's dog. She's in East Sussex. She's Marsh, and she's kept me on the phone, so... West Sussex, oops, a daisy.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and we're, yes, my love, she's very strict.
She sounds it.
Well, I keep running over all day and we keep missing things. So you've got about 2 minutes.
That's okay. I'm okay. Are you coming local to Essex with the tour?
I really don't know. That's another thing Rick and I were never any good at. They give us a list of dates. They put them on the table. We get on breakfast telly and just talk about something else.
Oh, there you are. You're at the Palace Theatre in Southend on the 28th of March.
We're doing the Palace Theatre in Southend on the 28th of March. Was that what you said?
Yes, that's it. That's it. And that's got Britain's most slopiest stage.
Is it really? Is it? I don't know if that's the one we've done before. The rake on a stage is old school, you know. It's supposed to be quite posh when it's got a rake.
That is the most slopiest rake they've got.
Well, that means because obviously you can see the people in the back row, can't you? When they're on stage, the punter can see the person that's standing at the back.
Exactly. But you must have played the Cliffs Pavilion.
Yeah, we played that. It's got a rake on it too.
That has.
Really make your ankles hurt.
But this one's a little theatre's slightly smaller.
Oh, that's fine by me. Small is
more
good.
Intimate.
Small is good. Unless we're doing status quo, this is good.
Well, I've got nothing on that night. I think I'll get a couple of tickets and come along.
You'll get arrested if you come round my place like that.
I'll come and say hello.
Lucky we're on radio. I'm not responding to that one at all.
No. But, yeah, well, hopefully, if I can get some tickets, I'll come and pop along and say hello.
Why don't you, sir?
That would be nice. Listen, thank you. It's been very nice talking to you.
And you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the rest of the tour.
I need luck. Luck's always been part of my way.
We're going to stick. We all need a bit of luck. Yeah, we're going to stick the new track on our A-list as well and play out. I love it. I've been listening to it all day.
Thank you. I hope people would like it. That's that insecure show off of me again, wanting to be liked.
Yeah, that's the same with all of us, though. But it is. Yep. Francis, believe me, it is a great track.
No, I think you're wrong. That great track. But what I think some people want to be liked. Some of them think they're juggling. Of course I'm liked. I've met some of those.
Yeah.
And that's a different ballgame. You and I want to be liked.
That's it.
People, of course I'm liked, and they must like me, otherwise forget them. There's a lot of that in show business.
It's the insecurity of a performer.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, on that happy note, you have a good day, and hope you have a good rest this evening as well.
We're going to go to bed early tonight, I tell you. Thank you very much, sir.
Don't blame you. Take care.
Bye
God bless.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here again, we're back in trouble again. Oh, I knew we would, because we make the same old mistakes, not whatever it takes to make a little better. We need a real go-getter. Oh, I know I talk too much.
I talk too much
about myself and such.
That's Francis Rossi and Hannah Rickard. I Talk Too Much, and the wonderful Francis Rossi in conversation. What a lovely man. So down to earth, is he not?